This week's parsha, we read of the beginning of Golus Mitzrayim. You don't really think of it that way, but that's really what's happening. Yaakov Avinu was brought down to Egypt. It happened very nicely. It's with the return of Yosef. But Yaakov Avinu realized what's going on. Vayomer Elokim liYisrael b'maros halayla, vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, vayomer Hineini, vayomer Anochi Akel Elokei Avicho. Hashem, in this case, introduces himself as the Hashem of his father. The father of Yaakov Avinu. Who was the father of Yaakov Avinu? Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, who didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. So he tells him, Anochi akel lekei avicha, al tira merdon mitzrayima. Don't be afraid of going down to Egypt. Ki lagoy gadol asimcha sham. I will turn you into a goy gadol. But he goes on. Anochi eredim chom mitzrayma, v'anochi alcha gam olo. I will take you down there and I will bring you back. Hashem is speaking directly to him. He says, Alcha gam alo, referring to Yaakov himself. So Rashi says, Hivticho lios nikbar bo'oretz. At least that he's going to be buried. He'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael. In Altira Merda Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Lefi shehoya meitzar al sheniskak lotzeis lechutz loretz. Meitzar means he was pained. He was in pain. He was pained that finally the family will be unified, will get together. Where in Egypt? So what does Hashem answer him? Al tira merdon Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid. He was meitzar. He was upset. And the answer is don't be afraid. He was upset, and Hashem's answer to that is, Al Tira, don't be afraid. And Hashem promises him, you're going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He was upset. He had tsar. Meitzar means this feeling of tsar. Well, first, tsar, tsadi resh, which means things are narrow. Things are narrow, closed. A lack of that feeling of openness. And Hashem's answer to that is, Al tira, don't have fear. What is the relationship between pain and fear? What is the relationship between feeling the sense of being closed into something, confined, and Al tira, don't be afraid? And his answer, don't be afraid, ki lagoy gadol asimcha sham. It is obvious that Yaakov Avinu's tsar, or this feeling of being confined, was a feeling of tzimtzum. It was a feeling of having to compromise on his avodas Hashem, of compromising on who Yaakov is and who Klal Yisrael really is. Klal Yisrael leaving Eretz Yisrael and going into Egypt. It's not who they are. It's a tzimtzum. it's some form of minimizing. They're not going to shine. So Hashem's answer to that is, Al tira, don't be afraid. Ki lo goy gadol asimcha sham. That feeling of compromise comes about because you have fear that you're going to be diminished, that you're going to be smaller. The answer to that is, L'goy gadol asimcha sham. No, it won't be that way. If this is the introduction to Golus, then the two sides of Golus are being presented here. On the one hand, the tzimtzum, the fact that it is not the rising sun of Klal Yisrael. It is Klal Yisrael as strangers, as guests, welcome and usually unwelcome. Klal Yisrael dealing with survival rather than growth. Klal Yisrael seeing how do we preserve what we have rather than build. That was his meitzar. As strangers in a strange land, we're not building. As strangers in a strange land, we're surviving. And Hashem's answer is, Al tira, have no fear. Ki l'goy gadol asimcha sham. I will turn you into a big nation. How did we become a big nation in Egypt? The Pasuk says, V'chasher ya'anu oso, ken yirbe v'chen yifrotz. Ken yarbe v'chen yifrotz. We grew in direct proportion to the torture. The more they tortured us, the more we grew. We turned into, unnaturally, we turned into the Jewish nation in Egypt as a result of what we were putting up with. The secret was given to Yaakov Avinu here. Yaakov felt, Hoya Meitzar? And the answer to that is, L'goy gadol asimcha sham. You think that it's when we have no problems, when we're back at home, when we're settled, you think that that's where we shine. You think that that's where you see our greatness. You think that that's where we develop and that's where we build. L'goy gadol asimcha sham. We're different. The Jewish nation is not like that. The Jewish nation established itself in Golus. I've spoken before on how the majority, the bulk of Jewish history, was Golus. How many years of Gula did we have? How many years of being in our own land? What was it? 410 years for the first temple era, 420 for the second. Before the first temple, we had what we had. For most of Jewish history, for thousands of years, we've been away from home. It's like our lives have been put on hold. The Jewish nation has been put on hold. When are we going to live again? The secret is L'goy gadol asimcha sham. The growth, the development, the greatness, everything that the Jewish nation gave to the world, everything that the Jewish nation did in terms of all the other levels of existence. L'goy gadol asimcha sham. The foundations were laid in Golus. We developed into the Jewish nation in Egypt. Remember the first time we are called Am B'nai Yisrael, the first time we're called a nation is in Egypt. not only in Egypt, but that phrase, Am B'nai Yisrael, was coined by none other than Paro at the time that he accused us of trying to take over the country, which was the beginning of the torture. That was his justification for discriminating against us and torturing us. That's where we turned into Klal Yisrael. It seems like that's when we're at our best, and that's when we develop. L'goy gadol asimcha sham. That's what Golas Mitzrayim was all about. That's why we went down to Egypt, to be forged into the Jewish nation. And that's why, as a nation, we went through so much, and so much of our heritage, and so much of our writings, so much of what we look up to today, it developed in pain. I want to talk about it much more on a personal level. It seems that we're always looking for the time that we're going to be able to do things the way we really want to. Yeah, the present situation is not ideal. We're always waiting for the ideal. And we're always talking about our being handicapped. And we're always being sent problems. And who isn't? We're always being sent problems. You know, we tell ourselves, if things were really the way they should be, you know what I could have been, and you know what I will be. Whether it's someday, or that day won't come, but if only I would have been. And the answer is that it's not so. The way you build yourself is when things are not ideal. The way you build yourself is when you've got to push, when you've got to do things with mesiras nefesh. The way you build yourself is by deciding what it is that you want to accomplish, deciding what it is that you can be, and you make that happen despite what's going on and because of what's going on. It was decreed that Yaakov Avinu would live a life of suffering. The reunification of the family, Yaakov Avinu getting together with everybody, finally, had to be in Egypt, laying the foundations for the Golus. Yaakov Avinu's whole life was like that. That's what Yaakov Avinu stands for. Yeah, he stands for truth and stands for Torah, but of all the patriarchs, of the others, Yaakov Avinu's life was all trouble. It seems like this particular issue, where Yaakov Avinu was Meitzar, and Hashem answers him, Ki l'goy gadol asimcha sham, this was an issue bothering Yaakov Avinu in that famous encounter between Yaakov and Paro. Paro asks him how old he is, and Yaakov Avinu answers him, yeah, the whole drasha there. And he says, Ma'at Varoim. He talks about his days as being few and difficult. And we know that Chazal are critical of Yaakov Avinu for that. Ma'at Varoim. Yaakov Avinu is complaining. How do we complain? How do we complain? When our difficulties are what build us. This was the message that Hashem is trying to give Yaakov Avinu. You don't become great in spite of your difficulties. You become great because of your difficulties. It is not ma'at varoim. Your days are never bad. Your days are difficult. Your days are challenging, and your days build. It is not for us to criticize Yaakov Avinu. But it seems like this is Yaakov Avinu on the one hand, aspiring to the days of Avram and Yitzchak. Avram Avinu, respected by mankind. Avram Avinu, everything in his life is miracle. Yitzchak Avinu, where no one can start up with him. Yitzchak Avinu living like an angel in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov's life, one trouble after another, from the womb. And Yaakov Avinu was waiting for that opportunity. He sees his life as having begun with Esav, gone to Lavan, comes back and doesn't get much peace either. And he complains, I didn't have the opportunities. And now finally together we're going down to Egypt, again a lost opportunity. And Hashem's telling him, Yaakov Avinu, you got to understand, these are not obstacles to growth. These are catalysts. It's very easy to talk. It's so much more difficult to live this way. But as soon as you smell trouble, as soon as you realize something's going wrong, as soon as you see things not going the way you wanted them to, your question has to be, what is the opportunity? Great days are ahead. Trouble's coming. I'm going to grow. What's in it for me? Every bit of hardship. Hardship doesn't mean oy vey. Hardship means wow. Complaining on a superficial level as a coping mechanism. All right, it seems to be part of the Jewish personality. Who else says oy vey anyway? But in terms of real life, in terms of our attitudes, there's no oy and there's no vey. Everything is wow. Learn from our history. What brought out the best in us? Learn from your own history. Do you ever, ever, ever produce as much as you do when you're challenged? Do we ever develop our greatness? Do we ever bring our potential to fruition when the going's easy? When things are just fine? It's only when we're in trouble. It's a sad message, the beginning of Golis Mitzrayim. It's painful. And that's what the Pesach celebration is all about. It's the matzah, and it's the maror, and it's the wine, and the reclining. That's what we're all about. We recognize that our freedom lies in the fact that we're free all the time. Our freedom lies in the fact that we're free, especially when we're tortured. We're free, especially, and unfortunately, almost exclusively. We're free when we're in bondage. We're confused when we don't have what to fight against. We're confused when we don't have a challenge. We're confused when there's no struggle in our lives. We're aimless. Our freedom lies in the fact that we're tortured. Our freedom lies in the fact that we know what we've got to accomplish because it's what the world doesn't allow us to. you find that in the works of the Rishonim in particular, the philosophical issues that are most discussed are the ones that were challenged. The Ikrei o Emunah. When you study Hashkafa in the works of the Rishonim, the Ikrei o Emunah, the most important things to Judaism, became the most important things to Judaism because our neighbors challenged us. And we do not take that as something that just so happened. The way we know they are so important is because Hashem made us give our lives for them. What made them Ikrei o Emunah, what made them the essence of Judaism, was the fact that we struggled, suffered, and died for them. And we know that we were subjected to that because these are important. Because we had to go and let the word out to mankind and on every level of existence and create those sacrifices to permanently, by way of giving our lives for it, permanently encoding on all of existence that the Jews stand for these. This is what we stand for. And they're in reaction to our neighbors. They were in reaction to what we were tortured into denying and wouldn't. It's an important lesson in life. It has to be our guiding light. Everything is wow. Troubles are wow. Challenges are wow. It didn't work is wow. It's still not working is even more of a wow. Doesn't look like it's ever going to work. Ah, now you got your work cut out for you. Hashem is standing there and waiting. You know this is your challenge in life. If you don't think you can possibly do it, you know this is your challenge in life. It's clear. This is the Jew. And it was something that even Yaakov Avinu didn't understand before he got a prophecy telling him so. The encounter with Paro came later. He was all wrinkled from his life before. And Yaakov Avinu still walked around with that feeling of Ma'at V'Royim. We have to overcome that. We have to learn that Jewish history cannot be written down in the form of we were tortured here, we were tortured there, we were tortured everywhere. When we study Jewish history, it's that we shone here and we shone there. We excelled here and excelled there. We overcame here and we overcame there. And that should be our history as individuals. May we take all of our challenges and all of our inabilities and certainly all of our difficulties and make them our guiding light. Let them show us what we can really become. Because anything a Jew feels he can't do, he knows is what he's got to. And if you take it that way, you do. If you take it that way, you become great.